time now for KJNRP Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of RP Today is brought to you by Campbell and Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Good. A little white on top.
Yeah. A little snow.
Oh, I was talking about the gray hair.
Oh, okay.
You wouldn't know anything about that yet.
No.
Oh, believe me, it's coming.
Hopefully not for a while.
Yeah, a little white on top of the car anyway, if you've had it sitting around outside for the last few hours. Some snow out there this morning, causing a few issues here and there, but not so much with the youngsters. We'll tell you all you need to know about snow here this morning in just a bit. First, though, we want to talk to Brett. He's in here with us this morning. He made his way from Walnut to the shop and then out to here.
Yeah, you betcha.
And maybe a stop or two in between.
Yeah, there was a couple stops in between, too.
when the weather turns sour, guys like him, if you could forget the 9-to-5 thing.
Yeah, it was 3 this morning.
Sometimes that's when you take your naps is 9-to-5. Hey, tell us about Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
Well, we'll talk about emergency service this morning.
Perfect.
Yeah, emergency service is second nature to us at Camlin Plumbing and Heating. We know that you can't time when something is going to break or start leaking. We have an emergency service plan in effect and always have had. When you call either of our stores in Atlantic or Harlan, you will get a recording with an emergency cell phone number. If our technician doesn't answer immediately, just leave a message on the cell phone and he will get back to you as soon as possible. Emergencies and life seem to go together, and we at Camlin Plumbing and Heating want to make that part of your life easier. Try us out the next time and call us at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan.
All right, very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Let's get right to the nuts and bolts here. School this morning is on, so get up and get going. No, we don't have any. Not a single one this morning. I'm shocked. Usually the first snow of any significance when you get to this time of the year. And the roads are a little slick in some places out there, although they've had a pretty good opportunity. It's not like the snowfall started just a couple hours before the buses were heading out. It started yesterday, late afternoon. So, you know, they've had plenty of time to kind of dust things off and prepare the roads and things. But still a few slick spots in some of the lesser traveled areas. However, we don't have any school changes of any kind here this morning. In fact, I don't think there are any cancellations.
Not any, yeah. No cancellations whatsoever.
Of any shape or sort here this morning, yeah. No, schools are all running as usual today. Those that have class today are all running as usual. We haven't had anything, nothing. So, that's it.
Light and fluffy snow.
Yep. Have a great day. Bye now. No news here. No, we did have some snowfall amounts from around the area, in case you're wondering. We picked up 2.5 inches here at our studios is what we've measured. Some of the other reports that we've had from some of our spotters and some of our friends around the area, Carroll had just 0.5 inch of snow. Over at Underwood, they had 3.3 inches of snow. Jefferson had just a little under 0.5 inch of snow. At Audubon, they had 1.5 inches. Harlan had 2.1 inches, also a couple inches over in Walnut reported. So fairly consistent, yeah, anywhere from around 0.5 inch in some places on the low end to around 3.5 inches on the high end for this particular snowfall. It wasn't as heavy a snow as what they saw in some areas to the west and north of the Atlantic area last weekend on Saturday, where some of those places got 6 inches plus. But it's still, this won't be around near as long as the last snowfall because we're not going to go into the deep freeze again like we did last time. In fact, this is pretty much just going to be nothing but sloppy here by the weekend, as we're looking for temperatures to be up near 40 by tomorrow and into the low 40s for Sunday and Monday here in the area. So the snowfall that we have received, don't get used to it, and you better make that snowman awfully quick in the yard because he's not going to be around for very much longer. Roads, though, this morning, that's a different story. There are some areas that can be a little bit more difficult. Interstate 80 this morning between Council Bluffs and Adair, they're saying that the roadway's completely covered with ice and snow this morning, and towing services are not prohibited. So there are some issues to be dealt with out there if you're heading out and around the areas. Also between exit 46, which is at Walnut, and exit 97, which is near Dexter, they said the roadway is mostly covered with ice and snow as well, and no towing allowed there either. You know, when you start to take a look at some of those areas, if you're heading to the east this morning on I-80 from the section from Adair to Des Moines this morning, is reported to be mostly covered with ice and snow, and for the most part covered with ice in some areas as well. Of course, as the day goes along and traffic continues to heat up the roadways, all those tires moving back and forth, and the road crews having plenty of time to get out there, of course, you know that means things are going to get progressively better as the day goes on. And we're really not looking for a lot of blowing snow. That's really kind of one of the differences, I think, this time to a lot of those snowfalls that we get. We're really not anticipating much for any of the blowing snow and stuff like that this morning. Taking a look at Highway 71 between the Missouri state line and Highway 92, they say the roadway is mostly covered with ice and snow, and also between the Grant area up here to Atlantic, the road is completely covered with snow, and they're not allowing towing out there this morning either. Atlantic to Auburn sections of Highway 71, those areas are also completely to mostly, in some cases partially, covered with snow and ice. Everybody's seeing a little bit of snow and ice and stuff like that out there here this morning. Also, take a look at Highway 59 this morning. There are some reports there, too, when you take a look at the section from Shenandoah to the around the Macedonia area. They're saying that the roadway is mostly covered with both ice and snow, and they're not allowing towing there either. When you go further north from around the Macedonia area toward around the Ida Grove area on Highway 59, again, anywhere from mostly to partially covered with ice and snow. There are some sections that they're listing as completely covered with ice and snow, including between Oakland and Avoca around those areas this morning. So if you're doing any traveling in those particular areas, just be aware of those conditions. Of course, remember, these reports are mostly filed early this morning, and roadways, because there is no blowing snow out there, will get progressively better as the day moves along anyway. So we should see some continued improvement in the road conditions out there as that the day moves along. Also, along Highway 34 here in southern Iowa, the stretch between Glenwood and Osceola, too, is mostly covered with ice and snow. For the most part, from Glenwood over toward the Creston area, and then from Creston east, it's just, for the most part, partially covered with ice and snow. So that will get progressively better as you head further into that area. And if you happen to be traveling Interstate 29 this morning as well, the section from the Missouri border up to Council Bluffs, they're calling that mostly covered with ice and snow. There is a section between the Missouri state line and about the Hamburg area down in the far corner where the roadway has been reduced to one lane, but that's due to road construction work, so there's a little limited area to run with there, too, so that causes some extra issues with regard to the weather conditions out there. Otherwise, for the most part, I-29 between Missouri and the Council Bluffs area mostly covered with snow and ice this morning, and the part further north, as you go from Council Bluffs up to around the Sioux City area, they're talking about mostly covered with ice, completely in some areas, but partial covering as well there too. So you're going to see kind of some of the same stuff depending, no matter where you end up going and taking a look at here this morning, a lot of the highways and roads. Now those are just mostly the main highways that they report on. We really don't have access to information with regard to a lot of those secondary and other roads that folks like to travel, the more residential roads, whether it be in town or, you know, places that are, you know, off the beaten path, off the main highways and things. But you know, use your experience. You know what those are going to be like. Sometimes they don't get a chance to get to those quite quickly as maybe as you would like, because they try to clear off all those main roads. So, but again, we're talking a few inches of snow here, so that's the good side. Again, the downside, though, is it is one of the first snows of the year, and you know how we are driving. Sometimes we don't make the adjustments. We're all guilty. Sometimes we're going a little too quickly, and then we find that out when we try to stop at that sign. So make sure that, especially if you're following, that you give yourself a little extra distance, all those kinds of things. They have... Gosh, I heard a number this morning. I don't remember what it was. I just remember being awed by it because it seemed like it was awfully large for, you know, this. It's not like we had a foot of snow out there. But for the amount of snow that we had, I remember being amazed by the number of even just minor fender benders they were talking about around the area since last evening. So there are a lot of these types of things, and, you know, they're a nuisance. Hopefully nobody gets hurt, but you know, we like our cars.
Well, I seen two in the ditch on the way in this morning. Yeah.
So, yeah, be a little bit careful about those kinds of things. It's really not much fun. Even, as I say, if it's minor and no one gets hurt, it's a terrible inconvenience and expense as well. So be very careful out there this morning and just watch yourself. And it will get better, as I said. As the day goes along, the crews will have more of this stuff all taken care of. The roads will naturally get a little bit better anyway because of the use. And we don't have that blowing to contend with. So that's usually, you know, that just changes everything. And fortunately, none of that here this time around. And as I mentioned, enjoy it today because in a couple of days, you'll be wondering where all the snow went. It's going to be warm enough that a lot of that stuff will disappear. So, again, we don't have any school postponements or cancellations this morning. So everyone up, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, heading out the door. Got to meet the bus. Time to go to school this morning. So if we do get any cancellations of any kind, of course, we will let you know right away. But that's where we sit right now. So don't be amazed when you take a look at the cancellations page at KJAN.com and think that we haven't done anything with it, that we just forgot about it this morning. We just don't have anything to put on there this morning. Everybody's moving along as usual, so we're in pretty good shape. What do you got there, a cancellation?
No, 2 inches of
Messina. Oh, I got you. Okay, 2 inches of snow in Messina. We had a report this morning as well. Thanks to Ardell for calling that in. All right, we need to turn things back over to Brett so he can tell us a little bit more this morning about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
Planned service on your furnace is like taking your car in for its regular maintenance. Any mechanical object needs regular checkups, and your furnace is no different. When Camblin Plumbing and Heating does a planned service call on your furnace, we have a several-point checklist of things that we make sure are right with your unit. We don't just change the filter and leave. We will give you a copy of what we checked, and if you're home, we'll show you any concerns that might need to be brought to your attention. Our job is to make your furnace last as long as possible, and we take that responsibility seriously. Give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286, and we can put you on an automatic checklist for planned service.
That's it. Done. No thought of the day today.
Yeah. Oh, hey, I forgot about the thought of the day.
I can't live without the thought of the day. It gets me through my morning.
There we go. I stumped you this morning.
You did.
Stumped myself, too. Thought of the day is by Charles Kettering. It says, my interest is in the future because I am going to spend the rest of my life there.
That's a good way to look at it, I guess. The long down the road view. Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate it very much. Again, no cancellations or postponements to tell you about this morning, so watch yourself out there. And before we let you go this morning, we'll give you a chance to listen to today's chance to win some money yesterday. Congratulations to Margaret Sontag of Atlantic. She correctly guessed all five of the songs in our Christmas medley for yesterday, and she collected a $100 bill for her efforts. Not a bad deal. Here's the medley for today.
Who's got a beard that's long and white? Santa's got a beard that's long and white. Who comes around on a special night? Santa comes around on a special night.
Mommy and Daddy are mad.
That glorious song of old.
Brightly shone the moon at night, though the frost was cruel. When a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Puts you in the mood, doesn't it? When you get a chance, we're not doing it now, but sometime today we'll ask for a certain caller, and when that caller gets on the line, if they can name all five of those songs, they will also get themselves a crisp $100 bill. Pretty good deal for the holidays. Brett, thanks for coming in.
You bet.
Appreciate it very much. You bet. You go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.